Most of the time, we tend to look up and view water falling out of the clouds or watch the snow gently floating downwards from above. An interesting contrast are the experiences shared by Captain Andrew Barnes, United Airlines pilot, during his 30 years of flying. Water creates an interesting tapestry that supports an aviator in some ways and must be carefully navigated in other ways. Today's segment is part of the series titled, Water is a Many Splendid Thing. Hello, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.
Yes, I fly the Hawaiian tracks from the West Coast to Hawaii. That's my primary route. We fly as high as 42,000 feet, but our normal altitude range is between 30,000 and 37,000. Well, it's kind of interesting. Sometimes we get the cumulonimbus clouds out there on the tracks, and they're actually thunderstorms. The buildups go as high as 40,000 feet. And this time of year, what we see is a lot of cirrus-type clouds, ice crystals at that altitude. The thunderstorms do. We don't go through there because of the turbulence and the vertical shears, you know, that are associated with thunderstorms inside the cloud. The cirrus clouds are very interesting in that there's ice crystals up there, and the sun refracts off the ice crystals, and you get these little rainbows as you go through. They're called sun dogs, and that's pretty cool. I really enjoy that.
It is these views that I have always enjoyed so much. Piercing through the clouds as we ascend after takeoff, and finally exiting through the top surface of the cloud layer and into a perfect day of sunshine. I've always wondered if there is danger to the aircraft from all that moisture. I was reassured when Captain Barnes told me that water actually provides a jet engine with more propulsion.
Well, water's pretty interesting when we fly, and jet engines like moisture in the air. They like humidity, and especially cold air with some moisture in it, and it actually increases the thrusts of the engines.
I asked the captain if he has witnessed any odd climatic conditions while flying, and to my surprise, he has noticed change of direction of the jet stream.
Yeah, what I've noticed, I've been flying the Hawaii tracks since 2000, and then as a second officer, that'd be a flight engineer on the DC-10 prior to that. So I've been out there for a long time. 10 years ago, it seemed like the jet stream was more consistent, and in that it flows from the west to the east is the normal track of the jet stream. And the jet stream during the winter months drops down from the northern hemispheres more to a southern hemisphere, and that's what causes our storm tracks. And I've noticed that the jet stream isn't dropping down quite as much. When we do get our storms here in California, the jet streams drop down. It's usually pretty strong. I've seen up to 170 miles an hour with the jet streams. They're just staying staying farther north, and it's keeping the storm tracks to the north. And I've actually seen reversals of the jet stream where they're going from the east to the west, whereas normally we have a headwind all the way to Hawaii. Now we're having tailwinds, so which is very, very unusual. It's good for me because I'm able to get to my destination a lot sooner, enjoy my layover. I don't know why. This is just something that I've noticed over the years. As a matter of fact, the day before yesterday, I had a tailwind going to Hawaii, and then within 24 hours of my layover and then coming back, we had a tailwind. So the jet stream is going with us to Hawaii and then coming with us again back to the mainland. It's usually pretty thick, in the neighborhood of about 5,000 feet thick. So we fly 1,000-foot vertical separation out there. So on the way out, I went at 35,000 feet, and on the way back, I came at 36,000. So it was only a 1,000-foot difference in altitude. And in that short period of time, the jet stream had reversed itself.
You have probably heard of the Aurora Borealis. These natural colored light displays are usually observed in the night skies of the polar zone. One of these light shows was seen by Captain Barnes during a routine flight to Boston.
I was flying a red-eye, an all-nighter from the west coast to the east coast, and on this particular evening our flight plan had us going up in the northern latitudes over Canada from San Francisco to Boston. It was at about 3 o'clock in the morning, and we were over Chicago. The Aurora Borealis was actually underneath us and changing color. We were actually above it, and that was very, very interesting. Also, the clarity at night up at those altitudes is phenomenal. We have great view. There's a lot of shooting stars. It's just very, very vivid at that altitude.
Watching water from 36,000 feet brings a fascinating perspective of our climate in motion. Living Water will bring you many facts about water and how it contributes to our lives, fundamental to our lives and environment. I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.